Shopping again. This was another time when I would have no doubt pulled out my cell phone. But because I had no choice, instead I began to think. I looked at my kids and I realized how lucky we were to be on vacation, sharing this time together. I thought about the fond memories I had from vacations that I went on with my parents when I was a kid. And as I looked at my kids, I realized that we were now creating these memories for them. As the week came to a close, we returned home back to real life. Jobs, bills, and yes, cell phones. No, I am not going to tell you that my wife and I threw out our cell phones at the end of our one-week experiment. But we did institute a rule. No cell phones during dinner, and perhaps more importantly, we gained some perspective and confidence to try and tune out the distractions and live our lives in the moment. So what do you say? The 1 week no cell phone challenge. Are you up to it?
3.24.
So modern technology has its advantages, no question about that. But there were positives during the no cell phone challenge as well. Two examples. The first was when we took our kids to the Children's Museum. As I mentioned, my kids are 5 years old, so let's use the term museum lightly. No art history or ancient artifacts here. More like finger paint and buttons to press that make burping noises. At one point, my kids went into a Play-Doh activity room. They sat down at a table and started to, well, squeeze. My first thought was, time to surf the web on my iPhone. My second thought was, sigh. So I had no choice but to sit down at the table and play with Play-Doh. And you know what? It was awesome. We made Play-Doh spaghetti and Play-Doh people. That Play-Doh time was a family moment that I will probably remember for a lifetime. And if I'd had a cell phone with me, it never would have happened. A few days later, I was sitting with my kids in an outdoor mall waiting for my wife, who was